From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama delivered a statement on Guantanamo earlier at the White House. His administration is preparing to present to U.S. lawmakers his plan to close a controversial military prison.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit. It drains military resources. With nearly $450 million spent last year alone to keep it running.
You can read more on the president's comments at our website at voanews.com. Libyans took to the streets of Benghazi Tuesday, honking horns and waving Libyan flags in celebration after army units backed by civilian fighters cleared a major part of the eastern city of Islamic extremists following 2 years of deadly fighting. The celebration comes hours after troops early in the day push into the district of Al-Latia, a stronghold of Islamic militias who withdrew within hours. Over the past days, the army had made important advances and on Monday took control of a strategic port and a hospital. Immigration officials have arrested 17 Nigerians attempting to cross the border into Niger on their way to Libya with no valid papers, according to a senior Nigerian immigration official Tuesday. The Comptroller for Immigration for Katsina State and Nigeria's immigration officers intercepted the 17 in two batches at a border crossing with Niger. This is VOA News.